York with window shopping for you here on Life FM.
And it is a Wednesday night, a Wednesday fortnight, and it's time for one of these.
Wellness Wednesdays on The Takeover. Brought to you by station sponsor, Kelly K Naturopath. Book your free discovery call today to uncover better health and quality of life.
Kelly K joins us in the studio live. Kelly, how are you?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. Did you happen to see Holly and I earlier, our creation, our gastronomical creation of what was it, KFC and Krispy Kreme?
Yeah, pretty impressive, I reckon.
Yeah, no, I didn't, but well done.
Yeah. What do you think? Does it have a lot of nutritional value?
I think the joy that it brought you has the most value, yeah.
That's very true. Yeah, it did bring us some joy.
Serotonin and
that's
all of
right,
that.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
just as important, right?
Just as important.
And the social connection that came with it.
That's it. Yeah. That's it.
Very important to help.
Definitely sometimes food. So great to have you here tonight, Kelly. We are chatting with you about something that I think is, you know, it's maybe not spoken about very often, but chronic pain in young people particularly. Tell us, chronic pain, what is it?
Yeah, well, chronic pain is pain that's experienced daily for 3 months or longer. So it can be caused by a number of different things. And it's an interesting one because I think we often think of persistent pain or chronic pain as an old person's problem. But in actual fact, almost 70% of people who experience chronic pain are of working age, and that includes children, adolescents and young adults.
Oh, yeah. Wow. That's a huge statistic, 70%.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, in young people, I think it gets dismissed a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
So 1 in 5 people have experienced some sort of chronic pain. So it's a lot of the population.
Yeah, that's a lot of people.
In young people, I guess it can be, you know, that musculoskeletal pain or from injuries and whatnot. You know, often when we talk about chronic pain, we think of, oh, the old back pain or whatever. But actually what I see in clinic is a lot of some really conditions that are becoming quite common in young people. So things like endometriosis in young women and girls, and abdominal pain in IBS. A lot of fibromyalgia, so another like pain disorder, and migraines. Migraines is a big one, and headaches, well. So it presents differently for each person, and there are different types of pain, but living with pain is exhausting. It's hard work. And there's a big link with people who experience chronic pain and mental health issues like depression, anxiety. Yep. Can be a huge problem.
Yeah, because when you were mentioning a few of them just then, like I know that I get headaches every now and then, and you know, different people that I work with, younger people get headaches quite regularly, and it's quite a common thing for young people to get headaches and migraines. And I guess, like, we didn't say we were going to discuss this, but if I can just ask you an off the cuff kind of question, Kelly,
sure.
Like things like over the counter pain relief. Obviously, like at the time, you just feel like you need to take something.
Yeah.
Is that long term? Can that be dangerous?
Well, I guess it depends what you're taking and how often.
Okay.
You know, if you're finding that you're needing pain medication on a regular basis, so multiple times a week or even a fortnight, or even a month, really, I suppose.
Yeah.
But, you know, then it does have negative consequences long term with most of the pain medication that's available. So they're often not good for your gut. A lot of the non-steroidal anti-inflammatories can inhibit sort of nutrient absorption as well. And can be really not great for the lining of the stomach and intestine. So there are some long-term consequences ongoing. So it's about finding that balance and finding other strategies to be able to help you manage the pain so you're not so reliant on medications.
Yep.
And the other problem that, you know, a lot of the pharmaceutical medications have is that your body adapts to things when you're taking them frequently. So they can become less effective over time, and that can be a real problem if if you're in pain every day.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not ideal. It's sometimes necessary, and you know, sometimes you just need the relief. But
yeah,
it's about, I suppose, trying to explore other options that you can incorporate as well, so that you don't have to be quite so dependent on them.
Yeah, and that's probably what we'll chat about a little bit after this next song. Stick around. We are talking about chronic pain for Wellness Wednesdays tonight on The Takeover on Life FM. Pink lemonade in my-